This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. In news from the recently completed Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting held in Chicago December 2nd through 5th, Jesse Faber of Pontiac in Livingston County was named the Young Leader Discussion Meet winner and will represent the organization at the American Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting in Nashville in January. In addition to receiving a trophy, Faber will receive a Polaris ATV, courtesy of Country Financial and Illinois Farm Bureau, and $2,500 cash from the Illinois Farm Bureau. He will also receive expense-paid trips to the 2018 American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Meeting, the 2018 Growmark Annual Meeting, courtesy of Growmark Incorporated, the 2018 AFBF Young Farmers and Ranchers Conference, and the 2018 Illinois Farm Bureau State Young Leader Conference. Daryl Good, Professor Emeritus in the Department of Agricultural and Consumer Economics at the University of Illinois, and Terry Pope, Executive Director of the Hancock County Economic Development Corporation and former IAA Director, are recipients of the 2017 Illinois Farm Bureau Charles B. Schumann Distinguished Service Award. Growmark and its FS member cooperatives recently renewed their commitment to the Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom programs with $60,000 in support. During activities at the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting, Heather Thompson, Growmark Manager of System Young Producer Programs, presented a symbolic check representing their contribution. Growmark's contribution supports the grassroots efforts of IAITC by helping fund County Ag Literacy Coalition grants throughout Illinois. This year, more than $600,000 was distributed through its matching grant initiative, meaning more students and teachers have access to free resources and can engage in classroom experiences about agriculture. Illinois Ag in the Classroom has a rich history of being the agriculture education resource for teachers to utilize in the classrooms. And this past year, new lessons, book grants, and poster series supported by Growmark grew awareness about the importance of pollinators in agriculture and food production. Delegates to the Illinois Farm Bureau's annual meeting took part in one of the meeting's most honored and respected traditions, grassroots, member-driven discussion to set the organization's policy for the coming year. Two of the most important actions by the delegate body was to pass their sense of the delegate body resolutions, including resolutions which dealt with the cost of health care and the importance of trade and North American Free Trade Agreement. Health care is a major concern because it's a major cost for Farm Bureau membership. What the delegate body asked for in this particular resolution was for the Board of Directors to look for options that might be out there. As an organization, are there opportunities where we can try to provide some choices or option in this health insurance area for our membership to look at? Delegates also passed a sense of the delegate body resolution expressing strong support for NAFTA and trade agreements. Farm Bureau is concerned with the administration's focus on potentially withdrawing from NAFTA. There's a lot of talk about bilateral and unilateral agreements with countries, and that's great. We hope that they come about. But we have a trade agreement here with NAFTA that is significantly important to agriculture, and if we withdraw, we will see some negative impact on commodity prices and demand. The resolution emphasized remaining in NAFTA and ensuring there's a plan in place for agriculture if the U.S. would happen to withdraw. To underscore support for the 23-year-old trade deal, members sent more than 1,100 text messages to members of Congress during annual meeting in support of NAFTA. Delegates also focused their energy on several important policy submittals and changes, including solar energy, pesticide management, endangered species, conservation programs, and the 2018 Farm Bill. To start the business session Monday, delegates voted on and passed comprehensive policy to guide the organization in both the legislative and regulatory arena as more solar farms are installed in the state. The delegates also spent time discussing the Endangered Species Act as it applies to the monarch butterfly, strengthening policy position by outlining provisions for the organization moving forward. Touching on herbicide use and management, delegates discussed policy which emphasized the importance of facilitating and coordinating new training and record keeping for certain herbicides, including dicamba. Delegates also discussed conservation programs and the 2018 Farm Bill, putting policy in place which ensures there is an opportunity for new acreage to enroll in the Conservation Reserve Program and that funding is maintained for crop insurance. To finish the delegate business, the delegates re-elected President Richard Giebert Jr. of Ellis Grove in Randolph County, and they also elected a new vice president in Brian Duncan of Polo in Ogle County. Finally, delegates confirmed the election of Robert Klim of Waynesville in DeWitt County to a 2-year term to serve District 11 on the Illinois Farm Bureau Board. Directors in Districts 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 13, 15, and 17 were re-elected by their districts and also confirmed by the delegate body. In other news, the Senate passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act by a 51-49 vote last Saturday. AFBF commended the Senate in a statement. Farmers and ranchers have long called for a fair tax code that recognizes our hard work as well as the unique challenges we face in growing our nation's food, fiber, and fuel, said AFBF President Zippy Duvall. The Senate's passage of tax reform legislation today puts us within reach of that goal. Farm Bureau applauds the Senate's commitment to key tax provisions farm and ranch businesses depend on, such as immediate expensing, business interest deduction, and cash accounting. While we also had hoped to see the estate tax finally put to death, increasing the exemption should bring relief for many farm and ranch families looking to preserve their agricultural legacy. Farm Bureau looks forward to the Senate and House reconciling the differences between their respective versions in conference to achieve a final tax reform package that addresses the needs and concerns of farmers and ranchers and boosts economic growth in rural America. Monday's announcement from the administration about a reduction in the size of the Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante monuments marks a return of common sense to environmental stewardship, according to AFBF. The 1906 Antiquities Act was clear in its purpose, even if the government has not always been, said AFBF President Zippy Duvall in a statement. It was designed to stop theft and destruction of archaeological sites and other federal lands of historic and scientific interest. The act requires the president to reserve the smallest area compatible with the proper care and management of the objects to be protected. Unfortunately, that law has been abused to quarantine millions of acres of already scarce grazing land, harming farmers, ranchers, and struggling small towns across the West. Other presidents have established and reduced the size of monuments. Presidents Taft, Wilson, Coolidge, Eisenhower, and Kennedy all shrank the size of established monuments. Farm Bureau is pleased to see President Trump doing likewise at Bears Ears and the Grand Staircase Escalante. This is different from the previous administration, which created and expanded more new national monuments than any other in U.S. history, locking up 5.44 million acres of land and 545 million acres of water resources in the process. The Agriculture Department's February 2017 agricultural projections to 2027 projected sorghum planted area to increase by nearly 1 million acres in 2018 to 6.7 million acres, an increase of 17% from 2017 levels. The catalyst for increased sorghum production has been increasing demand from China. For the 2017-18 marketing year, sorghum exports are projected at 370 million bushels, nearly 60% of total use. The primary destination for these sorghum exports is expected to be China. By 2027, USDA projects sorghum exports to represent more than 70% of sorghum consumption, dwarfing the second and third largest consumption categories of livestock feed and industrial use, including ethanol. Nearly three-quarters of every sorghum acre harvested will be exported, and if Chinese purchasing trends continue, two-thirds of these acres will be destined for China. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.